Hi everyone, I'm Lula.
And I'm Jude.
And welcome back to Just
Yay! No, we're gonna figure this out, guys. We Luna and I have been talking about figuring out the intro because
We're gonna have a
no,
tagline
we gotta fix that. We've said it now enough, but season three we'll fix it, okay?
something.
Guaranteed.
Season three reveal.
Oh
We're
my,
not
well, I
breaking
mean,
up.
we're not breaking up.
Wait, but your yay sounded enthusiastic this time.
Oh, I'm really excited. We haven't done the podcast for like 2 weeks, so we've just like, because we had to pre-record before Thanksgiving.
True.
We hope everyone had a lovely Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
I had an awkward moment where I told someone who's Danish happy Thanksgiving, and then I realized it's an American holiday, and I was like, oh, I look like such a dipshit.
Face palm, face
So,
palm.
face palm. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm bringing in the topic, so it's your high.
Okay, my high. My high was that I went to London this weekend.
No way.
Last weekend. I even saw Jude there for like a few hours. It
Oh
was
my God.
crazy. Met at
Crossover
this like
episode.
I don't even know what happened. We were at this like underground taco restaurant that should have been normal, but they made you like sign in with a pink feather bed, and I had to go get Jude from the bouncer. It was really insane. And there were like three bouncers wearing fedoras, but there was nothing, whatever.
Oh, I okay, so London is like really spread out, and I
I'm
somehow convinced
sorry.
myself that it was a good idea to go back to Lula's apartment, who she was staying with her friend. Shout out Ella.
Ella.
But I like somehow conv like using really bad logic and really poor Google Map skills, I like convinced myself it would make sense to get on a bus to go to like Lula's apartment. And this is like at 1:30 in the morning. So like 45 minutes later, I'm deeply regretting my decision. And I'm like in the middle of nowhere. And I'm like, how did I get here? And it's like now getting to like it was so unfortunate at the end of the
It
night.
was
But it
good
was
though.
fun. I had a
We
lot
had
of
such a
fun.
fun bus ride.
Yeah, so much fun. Talking about just friends.
I actually loved London. It was my first time going, being there ever, first time visiting. And it was so much bigger than I expected. I like couldn't believe how many directions you could travel for like an hour and a half and like not be anywhere outside of the city. It was really fun. And my first day when I got there, Ella was still in class. She had class all day. She's in this crazy acting conservatory thing and doesn't have class for 3 hours a week like some of us. And so the first day I was there, I just like ventured around on my own. And I haven't done any like solo traveling weekends this semester, which I kind of thought I was gonna do, kind of knew I wouldn't actually
Do
do. I don't know. I've been
you have a
thinking about
reason for
that
that?
though. I don't know. I just, I'm a little scared to travel alone as a girl my size. And I don't know. I'm just like, I think I would be fine, but I didn't really have the energy to like plan something. Like every weekend that I could have gone somewhere alone, I was like, I want an off weekend. I don't know, but
An
I had
off
this,
weekend is in like stay in Amsterdam.
yeah, like I just
Okay.
needed to be like reset. Traveling takes a lot out of me, but this one solo travel day that I had, it was really fun. I explored Notting Hill was
Ooh.
my main location for like 4 or 5 hours. It was so fun.
Shout out to that
And
rom-com. Sorry, I just like
yeah,
that's actually one of the best movies out
true.
there. Oh.
Yeah. And there's this huge market. I forget what it's called. Do you know what it's called?
On Piccadilly Street or something
No,
like that,
that's
right?
not correct. I think it's called like
Portobello.
Portobello. Is that
Portobello.
what
That's
it's called?
definitely right.
Okay. So I explored
Tomato,
Portobello Market
tomato.
alone, no, for like 2.5 hours and just spent so much time talking to vendors who are from all over the world. And it was so fun. And also saw two shows when I was there. Anyway, it was a great time. Didn't see the six. Didn't see the six. Don't worry, Jude. But
Hallelujah. All
it was really fun. All right. What
right,
was your high?
I'm jumping on top of the London train for my high.
Yeah.
But more specifically, I saw Marina Abramovic. Is it Abramovic?
Yep.
I don't want to
And I
butcher
think
her.
it's
Is it
Abramovich. Yeah.
Abramovic? Her show. And I
Did
told
I tell you
Luba,
I saw this?
I saw it on your Instagram, but you didn't tell me you saw it. Okay,
I
but you have
forgot
to
to
like
text
nerd out
you.
about it. Wait, first, like, do you want to explain who she is and explain what the show was, or how do you? I don't care. Like,
I don't know how to explain who she is.
all right,
That chick was
I'll take a stab at
freaky.
this. No, she's crazy. She's actually like a legend.
It was
So
amazing.
she's a performing artist who does these insanely like torturous pieces of art. And she puts her body through and her mind through truly awful things. I think one of the most meaningful was she sat in the MoMA for like multiple days straight, and people could just come and sit in front of her, and she would just stare into their eyes. And I would highly recommend you guys looking this up if you haven't seen it. It's really quite beautiful. You see the like need for human connection that we all are just like yearning for. And it's like very like taxing on her body because like she's just sitting there for days on end.
I think it was
But
75 days.
75
I think it
days.
was like months.
Whoa. Wait, can we check that out?
I
I
could be
don't.
so wrong. It's called Something in Silence.
750 hours.
Okay, that's where I got the 7-5
But
numbers
that's like
from.
still like more than I thought.
That's a lot. That's
That's 30 days. That's a month.
okay, that's a month. There we
That's
go.
crazy.
So it was a month.
That's
It's
crazy.
insane. And that was like her arguably one of her least torturous
Yeah.
exhibits. Like, she did one early on that I think kind of revolutionized her, or like whatever. She like stood in front of this crowd with like a table in front of her with like things that are used for like pain and pleasure. And she stood there for I think like 8 hours and was like, do whatever you want to me. And the table included like a gun with a bullet and like blades and like people like cut into her skin and just like
But also
crazy things.
bandages. Like they had like
Yeah.
everything, like
Yes. Also like
food.
feathers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
Really
you just see
interesting.
human nature just come out. It's so, yeah. So she's like
Yeah.
awesome. It was like an honor to like look at her work and like even see some other performers, not herself, but like do these feats live. And it was really cool.
Okay, I have an interesting question.
Yeah.
So at the very end, did you see the woman who was sitting in like the fake house?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Okay, so there's this one exhibit that Marina did once upon a time that now someone else is recreating, but it's this like incredibly big, it's not even a house, it's not even the right words to describe it. It's like three rooms that are made out of wood, and they're like frames of rooms that are like elevated by ladders made out of knives.
So you can't climb down.
And you can't climb down, and you stay there for how long is it? 12 days?
The actress was staying there for 12 days.
12 days. So, and you have like rules. You can't eat, first of all. You can't eat the entire time. You can only have like mineral water. And it has these crazy rules on this written on the wall that are like 12 cotton towels, like 3 showers a day, sleep 7 hours a night. All of this is in front of the public, except for the museum closes at like 6. But I just think it's so interesting because I saw her and this exhibit the day after you did, Jude. And so when I saw her, she was on her fourth day. But she's there until like December. She's there till December 4th. I remembered. Anyway, it was crazy.
I mean, that was very touching. I think that was actually the most touching for me. I just what I was so moved about, I think the reason it was such a high for me is even though I went through the exhibit alone and it both was showing these incredibly beautiful and kind of disgusting aspects of human nature. I felt so connected with everyone else in the room. Like, I felt like after you eat like a delicious dinner with like a family and you're like feel so connected with the people at the table, I felt a similar like fulfillment from just like walking through a museum. And I don't typically have that. Sometimes I get that from theater. And I don't know. It was just like beautiful and like made me think a lot about humans and about our need for connection while also our kind of negative, violent tendencies. I thought it was awesome. Highly recommend you go see it if you have an opportunity.
Snaps. It's at the Royal Academy, I think.
Yeah.
Rah, rah. Okay, I
All
agree.
right. Now let's hear your fucking low, Lula. Let me guess.
wants to guess? Who wants to guess? Let's make this a two-way conversation. That's what the Spotify app says. I got something fucking crazy in London, guys. Some flu. I got the
right.
I'm not even kidding. I'm like laughing and I'm crying. This is meaning like Jude's not allowed to make fun of me. What are you doing? Why are you on your phone?
I'm pulling up a text that I was gonna send you, and then I decided to save for the podcast because I just
I
need to. I
don't
think
want to hear it.
no, I'm gonna, and then we can. I was, you were texting me you're sick, and I was like, oh, like I hope you feel better, and then I was like, but boo, I love you, and this is your intervention. You need to see a doctor. Like
Oh, I texted my mom. I texted my mom.
this is
Don't
like
worry,
now
guys.
getting crazy. You've been like
I
most,
know. Isn't
like most your lows have been just your like physical
that
health.
crazy? Sorry. I'm like, not that that's a good thing, but I'm like, hashtag grateful.
I mean, no. It means that your body is like
No, it's a
dying.
horrible
Like,
thing. I'm
you need
not
help.
grateful at all. I know I need help. I'm gonna get blood work done. But I'm like, right now, I'm like, there's always gonna be another side. It's okay. Anyway, I think I've had the flu for like 3 days. That's why my voice sounds like this. Nothing else needs to be said. I'm gonna get blood work done before season three. Don't
Okay.
even talk
It's
about
not
it.
even about the podcast. It's about like your general, like, well, like,
No, I
how are you supposed to
know.
function in a world when most often you are not functioning?
Literally, tell me about it. Me canceling therapy because I'm sick. I'm like, that's not it's not good. Okay. Laughing so I don't cry. That's the end of it. I'm like,
Laughing so I don't cry.
there's nothing even else to say. I'll feel better soon.
Yeah.
Woo! This is the most sick I've been to.
Yeah, and you sound pretty good, but like from the texts from, because we've had to postpone recording because she's so
Every
sick.
day.
Like she's like really quite ill, guys. She's
But
rallying today.
now I'm better. Now I'm better. Like slowly. Not well enough. Anyway.
She's rallying for the listeners. Let's be clear. She's rallying for you guys. So
The pod can have not 1 week off more than once a year. Okay.
it's like our vacation, and
I
even on a
know.
vacation, we're still working. Okay.
Like, okay.
Oh yeah, let's.
It's over. What's your low?
All right, my low is not as bad as yours, but I was biking to. Okay, so let me just set the scene. I came back from Thanksgiving to Copenhagen, and it is frigid out now. Like I don't know what happened in like the
Snaps.
last 5 days, but like. It's been snowing for the last 2 days. It's really cold,
It's like
and
too
windy.
much to go outside.
Yeah.
It's actually hard. It's really
No,
intense.
it's brutal. It's like I didn't understand when people said, "Oh, the weather's so bad," like until like this week. But now I bike everywhere, and I also don't have gloves or a hat. And so I've had to like get really good at biking with one hand.
Oh
You
my
know,
God.
and then putting the other hand in my pocket to like warm it up. And then when my hand gets too cold, which is like I counted for the podcast, 57 seconds, I have to switch. Okay. So that's like the context of what's been happening. But today it was
Okay.
snowing, right? But it was like also super cold. So the snow was melting because it was sunny and then icing. And I was biking and I sl like my bike slipped and I completely wiped out on my bike. Like I fell off my bike, guys. Now,
No.
yeah, mom, I'm sorry I wasn't wearing a helmet. I know you wanted me to get a helmet, okay? But like, no, it was, I didn't hit my head, so we're chilling.
That's
And
scary, though.
yeah, I've got gloves now, so we're trying that out. But I really
This
don't
is
like
your
them. But yeah.
intervention.
But yeah, so basically the weather is my low, but it's like also biking in the weather. But I love biking and I love the weather low-key because it's snowing, so I don't, even that's fine.
I saw a TikTok of some girl being like, my wintery Copenhagen. And it was her like biking through the snow, and it looked very cute.
Oh,
She was
it's definitely
actually.
cute.
She was biking to a cold plunge before work, and she had
That's
to like
crazy.
hack the fucking ice off the ladder. And I was like, what is going on? Anyway, I'm like, how am I getting sick and not these people? That's literally was my first thought.
I went on a run today in the morning in the snow, and I was like,
Yeah.
fuck. Like, how am I not like in bed like Lula right now? Like, that's literally my thought. But
Listen, the world will never fucking know.
do. Like,
Never.
sucks to suck.
I'm gonna cry soon.
It's
Okay.
okay. All
We'll
right.
get through
What
it.
what's your buffalo?
Oh, okay. Second low. No. My buffalo. see.
Let me
This is
guess, you're
the
sick.
no. This is actually, it's kind of related to being sick, but not actually. Okay. My favorite YouTuber right now and forever, Leah's Field Notes. I brought her up
Oh,
8,000 times. One
come
day we'll
on the
get her on the
pod,
pod.
Leah.
I know. So I was watching her little video today, actually right before this, and she was talking about something that had to do with like she restarted art school or something. And she was talking about how it's making her reconsider like how she balances her social life and like her social battery. And she was talking about how, she was like, first of all, I don't understand how anyone is a full-time college student and content creator. And I was like, anyway, we could talk about that for 4 hours.
Oh my God.
But not even saying like
Not me
we're
kidding,
really
shipping. I
content
mean,
creators. I guess
we're creating, like, I don't know what else we're doing.
I know, but it's just, I don't know. I don't like that label's like
Oh,
cringy to me
no,
or
it is. No, it
something.
definitely is. It's such a, it turns our, yeah, I feel like it's turning a lot of like art into like very much like consumption rather than
Yeah,
experiencing.
I
I
don't
don't like
like
it.
it.
Me neither.
Anyway, moving on from that. Then she was talking about, she said something. She was like, I think I'm just a really, really extroverted introvert. And I was like, okay. The dude's snapping in the air. And then she said something that, let me try and remember how she phrased it. She said, my battery never lines up with my desire. Like my
Ooh.
social battery never lines up with my social desire. And I found that wording so helpful for some reason because I've never been able to like pin down if I'm extroverted or introverted because I feel like it varies so much. And I feel like that sentence really resonated though, because I was like, I never feel like I, not never, I rarely feel like I don't have the desire to see people or talk to people. But sometimes I'm like, I physically can't. Right now, yes, it's a sickness thing, but I also just mean like sometimes I'm like I don't want like I want to stay in bed, but I'm like I still want to see people. It's not like an introverted f I don't know. I can't pin it one way or the other. But I thought the words battery and desire were helpful for me. Yes, Jude.
I don't know if those are like I like the terms, like social battery and like social desire or whatever, but I also just feel like sometimes it's like, and this might just be for me, but it's like they are actually competing desires rather than like my capacity to be able to be social. Like there's times where I feel like I really want to go out to spend time with the people I want to enjoy, but also it's like, but I also really just want to be in home. Like in my bed watching a movie. And that doesn't necessarily mean that I have a social battery. It just like, and that might be just me, but it's like, do you get the, I feel like there's a difference between like battery. I feel like battery makes it sound like when you have a full social battery, you still have to go out and hang out with the people, even if your desire
Oh,
is different.
okay.
Does
I
that
get
make
what you're
sense?
saying.
Like there just
Yeah.
feels like it's like a kind of, I don't know. Those words don't resonate for me, but I'm glad they do for you, I guess. I don't know. Cut whatever the
Like,
fuck I just
okay,
said. It doesn't
there's
make
the buffalo. All you listeners can interpret it however
Oh,
you
God.
want. Okay,
All
what's your
right.
topic for
My
today, Jude?
buffalo. Ooh. All right. I want to have a conversation with you, Lula. And I need your advice, but also just like, I really don't have, I don't know if you have the answer, and I definitely don't have the answer. So we're gonna grapple with this one together.
All of our conversations.
Yeah, I just summarized my chat. My heart is beating so fast for no good reason.
Like, what are you scared about?
It's not even that scary. It's just like I don't
Okay.
okay. Here's what I don't know, Lula. I don't know when an appropriate time to go up to a girl and ask for her number is, okay?
Okay.
Because there have been a few times recently in the last week or two where I've like seen these beautiful women, okay? And I like want to go up and just start talking to them and ask for their number. But either one, I'm with my family.
Okay.
Two, they're with their family. Or three, they're eating a dinner with their friend. So basically, my question, the thing that I'm trying to grapple with, is like, when is it appropriate to like interrupt someone's own life and world to go and like say, hey, like, I think you're really cute. Like, can I have your number or anything like that? Because it's like, I think that like I was actually thinking about Eugene and how much like confidence she gave me, and like she like
Yeah.
bit me up, and I was like, hell yeah. But like there are a lot of like there are a lot of times when like most often girls are not just like alone, you know? Like, and it's like
True.
they're not doing nothing. Like usually they have a life and they're doing their own thing. And like for me to like interject myself into it just to like be a boy and be annoying, but also like be cute, who knows? Like I just don't know when it's right, you know? And I need some guidance from you. And on
Okay.
the contrary, or like on the converse, do you want to be approached by, you know what I mean? Like, do you want to be approached by
Right.
a guy when you're with your family?
This is interesting because I'm like, first, my mind went to, I don't know if I've ever asked for someone's number.
Never.
I don't think in, like, let me really think. I don't think so. I think I've definitely made the first move before, but I don't think it's been going up. I don't think I've ever gone up to someone I didn't know and asked for their number.
Yeah, it's really fucking
It's shaking.
scary.
I don't think I've ever done that. I've definitely been approached, not to be like
It's like,
blah
I get
blah.
approached every day. It's like,
No. I just mean I was trying to think if I've ever been approached, and I'm like, I use the word
I too
definitely
many
because I'm
times to
like,
count.
no, because I've been like so annoyed. Like, I
Yeah.
have the memory of being so like, why are you talking to me right now?
Is that
What
because you're in the
vibes?
middle of something, or because he's a creep, or they're a creep?
I guess it's and or either or. Let me really think about this. I'm like, we're gonna get some good answers today. Well, I don't think, I guess the scenarios I'm thinking of are like walking down the street and a stranger comes up to me and is like, you're so beautiful. Can I have your number? And I'm like, no. Even I was telling you about this in London. There was a guy sitting next to me
Yep.
on the tube, or like literally like touching shoulders because it was so crammed. He's sitting next to me for like 10 minutes and like turned his head to me, and like all of his friends were like sitting around like laughing. And he was like, how old are you, by the way? And I literally put my hand up between our two faces because we were like like perpendicular because we were so close to each other. I was like, this is the most inescapable situation ever.
Yeah.
Like, that was real. I found that really annoying.
I mean,
So
that's also
maybe
like a
that's,
crazy question to like come
yeah,
in with, you know?
true. It wasn't even, can I have
Like,
your
that's
number? It was,
kind of
how
creepy.
old are you? What? And that's just so scary.
That's
Anyway,
like
so
so
don't
weird.
ask that. That's, maybe this is going to be like what not to do. Don't ask someone for their number or how old they are when they're in an inescapable situation. Because I was like, I have nowhere to go from here.
But like inescapable, what if you're like at a restaurant
Yeah.
and there's just like a beautiful woman there, and like here's the other thing, like it's just such a hard thing because it's like what, like how do you define inescapable? And also like I mean I'm not gonna like
Me not being able
corner.
to move away. I felt cornered. I
okay
literally felt like
okay
I had to put up a physical
yeah, you
blockade.
felt cornered. Okay, so don't do it when you're
Okay.
cornered.
I'm like,
Don't corner a girl. That's like step one.
I think if you're like, okay, let me think about restaurant example.
Or
I
family.
would say,
They're
right.
all, it's all rich. I don't have, I'm just as confused with every situation.
Okay. I'm trying to imagine you sitting in a restaurant. Someone else is sitting in a restaurant across the way. You're like, I want to ask for their number.
Yeah.
I would do it when either you or the other person is leaving.
So
Is
wait,
that
let's talk this through, because
okay?
that was my initial thought. But I'm like
Okay.
eating my food and she gets up to go with her friend. And I'm like, oh my God, and I put my silverware down and I get up and I chase her out. Like, that's so creepy. Like, and then she's
That
with her
is creepy.
friend. Like, you don't, like, I don't think that's the thing either.
Well, when else would you do it?
Great question, Lula. That's why I'm asking you. You're supposed to provide there.
I think it has to be at the end. For me, okay, I would feel much more awkward asking for someone's number, whether they say yes or no, like mid-meal, and then having to go sit back down at my separate table.
The walk
And we're like
shame
both in
that.
the same fucking restaurant. Like,
You
what's
accidentally
going
make
on?
eye contact from across the
Yeah,
restaurant.
that's what I mean. Or like her dad is like, what, like eyeing you the whole rest of the
Okay,
time.
let's
That's like
actually start.
not
Let's
it.
start with family, because I feel like family is like,
Okay.
we can manage that. Let's just focus on family.
Okay.
So
Okay.
like, let's say I'm with my family. Like, my family would not care. They'd be like, yeah, but I'd feel embarrassed to go and ask someone for their number with my family. Like, that's just like, especially like,
Yeah.
even disregarding like my own embarrassment, it's like also just like, if some guy came up and he's like, his parents are in the background,
Clapping
and
for you.
like, that's kind of weird, right? Like, you're not gonna say, yeah, here's my number.
Can I say though? I just saw something like this go viral on TikTok. So it can happen to you. Don't worry.
In that case, I gotta take that seriously.
Okay, sorry. Continue the anecdote. You'll feel awkward. No, let's stop there. Don't continue the anecdote. You'll feel awkward if you're like with your family and you're like, I want to go ask for her number.
Yeah, so I probably shouldn't do it then.
But when are you not going to feel? I know you're asking me, but
Yeah,
when
well,
are you not going to feel awkward?
I mean, I don't feel awkward when it's like, when I don't feel like I'm intruding in their space or time. So it's like, if they're just like hanging out in the park or something, like, that feels like a much more manageable way to be like, hey, I'm so sorry to interrupt, but like, I think you're really beautiful, except like, that's fine. 'Cause it's like, you know, like,
Okay.
but like, when they're like grinding away at a coffee shop, like, I'm not gonna be like, oh, sorry to interrupt your work. Like, that feels, and if whether with their family or at a restaurant, like, as you increase the level of like their focus, and like, it's just like, I don't like getting interrupted in my day-to-day life in general. Like, if I'm listening to like,
Yeah.
you know, so it's like, why would I like want to be the person interrupting?
But it so depends on the person. Okay, this is what I'm thinking of, and this was not at all in a trying to get their number way, but I was in a coffee shop the other day and like couldn't find somewhere to sit. This was like last week. And I was like, so I like left the cafe like 3 times being like, I'm not gonna work here because there's nowhere to go. And then finally I saw someone like leave. I walked in, I got a little coffee, and I was like, this guy was like super like headphones on, like so hunched over his computer. And I was like, oh my God, I don't want to have to ask him if the seat is free, but like his coat's on it, but I like need to sit down. And
Okay.
so I like tapped him on the shoulder and I was like, excuse me. And he was like, hi, like so excited to have a conversation with someone.
Yeah.
And I was like, and this was no, this didn't have the same level of awkwardness you're describing because it was not like a flirty, like, let's make something happen interaction. But just in terms of the like interruption component, I also am like, when someone interrupts me, I like want to shoot them. But
Yeah.
I'm like, not all people, we're like projecting a little bit on that front, I think.
It's an expectation that in the modern world that we're living in right now, most people have quote unquote better things to do than talk to strangers, even though that shouldn't be the case. Like, usually my favorite highlights are talking to strangers in general. Like, I
Yeah, and
love
think
connecting with
about
random
how much
people.
you're like, people need human connection.
Totally.
Like, even your high from the Marina exhibit was like, this just showed how much people need connection. Like, you can like facilitate that.
But I guess like, that's the thing, is like, I'm not that, like, I've gotten over the hump of like being scared or being like petrified, let's say, because still have a little scared.
That's okay.
That's your senior heard your felt.
You see, you heard your belt.
But like, I have a little bit of like feeling about going up to a girl, but like, it's fine, you know? But when I do, like, it's like when I'm interrupting them, that like, or like when I'm interrupting a meal, like, that's different than interrupting like work or their own thoughts or their walking
What
around
if you
the
slide them your little magic in the sack business card?
park. No, honestly, I wasn't thinking about sliding my like business card for my magic company that has like a picture of my like 7-year-old self on
That's my
it.
advice. End the episode here.
The end.
Okay, you weren't thinking about that.
But not that, no, not that.
Okay,
But I was,
sorry.
but I was thinking about like sliding a little note. But I think that also could be a little creepy.
I think that, maybe that's when you like assess the situation. 'Cause I'm like, does the person really seem like they would hate to be interrupted by you? Because then maybe the note is a good way to go. Then maybe they're like, I can see this in my own time. Like,
Yeah.
maybe it's a case by case basis. You're like, That girl looks so intensely focused, or she's with her parents. But I want to be like, hi, here, do.
Yeah. It could be,
Leave it
yeah.
alone. But then
Oh my
maybe
God.
sometimes someone,
I could not
what?
imagine going
You
and like
can't do it.
handing. No, I couldn't imagine giving like a girl with her family like a piece of note, like a piece of
Okay,
paper,
I'm
and
sorry.
be
Why
like,
are we so stuck on the family? Like, how much does this happen that
no,
you're
that
like,
not
see a
that much.
girl?
Not that
Okay, yeah.
much.
I'm
Not.
like, every day, Jude sees a girl with their family that he wants to talk to
And I go up and
so
I say, "How old
desperately.
are you?"
I'm trying to think if I would be like less annoyed or creeped out by like being asked my number than being slid a note. Note is also tricky because how does she know? Like, what do you, sorry,
All
I
right.
can't imagine the interaction.
Okay, I have an idea for the note, but okay, I'll start with the
Okay.
note. I think the note would maybe be like, hey, I'm so like I hey, like I could write an essay, you know, like I could do a little poem. Hey, ChatGPT, write me
We're fucking doomed.
a
We're
poem.
fucking doomed.
But something like, hey, I'm so sorry, I didn't want to interrupt, but I thought you were really pretty. Like, here's my number if you ever want to like get coffee or whatever. And then like just
Cute.
go in and be like, hey, I don't want to interrupt, but I just want to give you this and like do that.
You should write your name on it because Jude is a good name.
Yeah. What else? What else
If
would
you're
I
just like,
do?
here's my number.
Oh no, well, that would be kind of creepy, no?
Well, you didn't include Jude on
Oh,
your
okay.
essay, so I'm
I'll
just
redraft.
making sure.
I'll send you the draft. You can edit
Thank you.
it.
Okay.
But I think that like the thing that just came to my mind is like because I feel like so many people don't do this, like go up to girls and ask for their number, or go up to anyone they're attracted to and ask for their numbers in general, like it's kind of the only stories I really hear are from my girlfriends when creepy men come and do this. And like you told me the story about the train, you know, and I was actually thinking about this
Yeah.
conversation and I was like, yeah, that's kind of creepy. And like all the like feedback from like my friends and the people that I care about are all like, this was a creepy man who did this. And I never really hear like, oh, a cute guy like did it. And I said, yes. Like I never hear that story
But
because
there
that
are
doesn't
cute
happen.
stories with the note. There are cute stories with notes, I think.
Is it on TikTok?
No, I just mean like that's like that, like I'm just even thinking about like movies. Like, of course that's romanticized, but I'm like, you're not, maybe I'm, correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like you're more likely to see like, oh my God, like the waiter wrote whatever their number on my
Yeah.
napkin, more than like they came up to me and asked me for my number. It's kind of hard to make that cute. It's kind of hard. Unless you've been like staring at each other across the fucking
Yeah.
way or something, and
If
then you're
it's
like, hi.
the eye
Yeah.
contact can be a good intro, but like
Yeah.
if they're in an like if they're in focused in their own activity, it's like
If they're
I
on their
don't
computer with their whole extended family, not gonna be good.
Okay, so then this brings me to the next
Okay.
part of the conversation,
Okay, great.
that I think is a little bit more contentious, or I think like you may have more feelings about, but I don't know.
Okay, I can't wait to argue.
I don't know if there's
Okay,
an argument. I don't know. I'm just as lost. I need help. There's no
sorry.
argument. It's like the blind's leading the blind over here. Like,
The sick leading the blind. Okay.
okay. Now, what about, because you said that like the biggest thing is like you don't want to like feel like entrapped,
I think so.
which I think is like, I think that's a fair hope not to feel trapped by a dude.
Yeah.
But people that
Okay.
are serving you, whether that be a server, a barista, like any type of thing where it's like not really just like two strangers, but there's some interaction, but it's like a
Yeah.
little bit of like an unequal power balance, I guess, in some regards, because someone is serving another. Does that change your answer? Because like they're still in their job. I'll keep it simple. Can you ask a barista out? Can you ask your barista out?
I think so. I think baristas are some of the most flirtatious humans on the planet. I'm not even kidding. There's that one barista at Book Trader in New Haven who like literally has asked every single person out at Yale. I'm like, if he hasn't asked you out, you're doing something wrong. You're
Oh
not
my God.
walking. You know who I'm talking about?
No, but that is the craziest sentence ever. We're putting that in the
It's okay, that's fine. I'm like, shoot me. He's literally like, I actually have not seen him. like serve any single customer without writing his number on the napkin. So
Maybe
that's
he's
too
just super,
extreme.
maybe he's super lonely. Maybe he just wants some friends.
Maybe.
Maybe,
Anyway, are
maybe.
you asking from the
Yeah,
perspective
from
of the
the other
patron
perspective.
though?
Yeah, from the
Okay.
patron.
Back to my point, my original point that baristas are so flirty, whatever. I think it's fair to ask someone out. I feel like I've seen people ask baristas or waitresses out, waiters, either or. I'm even thinking of like, obviously not that we asked Lada out, but even our conversation with her, that was like so personal, so fast.
Yeah.
Kind of equivalent to asking her on a date if she was single. Shout out Lara. Love that
Shout out,
episode.
Lara. Listen to that up. Great
And
up.
do you know what I mean though?
Yeah.
Like, I
No, in
think you're,
some, it's more personal.
it's really, I don't know. I feel like in some ways it could be more comfortable to ask out. Well, I don't know. It's a little tricky to say with the power dynamic. Or not power. Is it a power
It's
dynamic
not,
though?
I don't think so. Like, I personally think it's total, like, I think it's fine, but I understand the argument because I've had this conversation with other people that, like, it's like putting them in a really uncomfortable position because, like, they have to come every day and work there. Like, they're the ones who, like, it's their job. You're interrupting their, like, flow. Like, a whole, like, imagine you being a waitress at, over the summer. I forget where you worked. What was it called? The hotel?
Yeah, I'm not revealing it. No one
Okay,
come visit me.
but the hotel, right? Like,
Yeah.
if people just started like sh coming up and like this dude asked for your number, like that can put you f like that could make you feel trapped.
Yeah, but again, it's back to the inescapable thing. I'm like, are you going to this cafe every day?
What if you are?
Do you have to?
But what if it's your favorite cafe?
Then you have to do some critical thinking. Then you have to be like, have we ever made sustained eye contact? Then you have to be
Yeah.
like, have I gotten any reciprocal vibes from this person? Or you got to be like, this might be a lost cause. Because I don't know. I think you're like so polite. I can't imagine you asking someone for their number like in a like inconsiderate way.
No,
You
yeah,
know
I
what I
guess that's the
mean?
other, like, yeah, it's like you can't press, like, I'm not out here like pressing them if they say
No, like
no.
you're so respectful when you talk to strangers. I'm like, I've seen you do it a lot.
Let's
Not
go,
asking for
guys.
numbers, but just like in general. You're like, hi, excuse me, da 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 da. Like, you're not like grimy. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just
Yeah.
like,
No, I do.
I think the person can be bad. And
Yeah.
I think you're not. Like, I think, I don't know. I would lean on the side of caution if you're going to this place every single day. And you've had no previous vibes with this person. And you're just like, you know what? Fuck it. Gonna ask for her number. She might say no. If she says no, I'm returning every day. That's a little weird. That's a, how is that good for you? Is
Okay,
that
but
exciting
okay,
for
like
you? Then I'm
no,
like choosing a cafe.
like no, like I would choose a different cafe, but if I'm not making it weird, like if she said no and that's fine, the end, like I'm not gonna keep pressing. Why can't I not keep showing up to my favorite cafe?
I think you could then. Arguably, you could. I do. I think what I mean, if you've been going there consistently, obviously, I think you could. Sorry. Is that like rude?
No, I don't think so, but
It
I
could.
understand the perspective that it is, but like I don't think so. I don't know if I would want to.
Right. That's why I'm like, if the person seems like freaked out by you. I don't think that would ever happen. But if they're like really upset or like feel like whatever in some way, like their little like workspace was infiltrated because you asked for your number, then like pick a new cafe, maybe.
Okay.
Is that fair to
I'm
say?
not in love with my barista, guys. I swear. I
Yeah, but no,
swear.
it's a good example though. I think it's, I argue that it's okay to do. But again,
Okay.
I'm like case by case basis. I wouldn't like, there are lots of people in the like what is the correct
Okay,
word for
wait.
it?
I have
Service
another
industry
service industry. Yeah.
who do not want to be bothered. I'm not saying like they're all
But okay, like
flirting and
that's
like
not like,
want
but
to,
I can't,
yeah.
I'm not able to mind read who wants to be bothered on. I can use like general social cues to like make assumptions, but it's
Okay,
like,
that should be sufficient. That's good.
but what if they're focused on a task? That's, I think, the thing I'm struggling with is like when,
Okay.
like when I'm like having a conversation with someone and they're being like generally like receptive to my energy in general, like, okay, that's a good sign. Like,
Yep.
I'm making eye contact with them, whatever that is. But when they're like not, if I'm not interacting with them and they're focused on something, it's hard to make a judgment call about if they want to be interrupted or if they have like, that's a really, that's where like my like theory of mind breaks down. And I'm like,
But
oh,
then you're just like,
fuck.
hi, excuse me. I thought you were so pretty. I'd love to get coffee if you want. Bye. The
And do that,
end.
and you do that in like if they're in the middle of a conversation, you'd interrupt the conversation, maybe.
Well, you said task. I don't know if I interrupt conversation. They're like serving someone else and you like run over, like flip them around. No. Okay, what's the next thing you were going to bring up? This is the worst advice ever.
Was gonna
Okay,
say,
this.
where's Eugene Carroll? No, because honestly. Here's the thing that I'm requesting, and I can't really ask you because you're cuffed up, but I, in
Shout
general,
out.
I like, I do think that the real issue is like, not to like completely make myself, no, I'm not taking blame for this. In general, I think, like, I do not think that I'm the issue in these situations. I think that, like, there is a stigma of guys going up to girls and asking for their numbers because not enough people in general, not just guys, are asking for people's numbers or like starting conversations with strangers. Like, I don't necessarily need, like, I wanted to have a conversation and like, because I've been grappling with this and I'm just as confused by the way, by
Yeah,
the way,
sorry.
but like,
You
about
asked
like
the wrong person.
when to
You
like
caught
go
me at
up.
a bad time. Okay, you're confused at when to go up.
But like this conversation can be extrapolated to like talking to strangers too. Like, I'm so happy you talked to those people on Portobello Road. Is that
Yeah,
what it's called? Like,
I think so.
because like, I don't know. I've been trying to talk to more strangers alone, and that's been lovely and wonderful. And I've also been trying to ask more girls out because that's also wonderful and incredible. And like, it's kind of not that acceptable anymore. Like, that's the frank truth is like, even if like people are like eventually open to it, like at first people find it very abrasive. And I don't know, that's kind of sad. I guess to me, because also it's
Yeah.
like, I know that no one wants to be on Tinder or Bumble or any of these dating apps just like swiping, right? Or like people, like it's joyful to connect with new human beings that aren't being disrespectful or like not being considerate of your own space. Like, we're not talking about these like, not even, unfortunately, it's not even fringe anymore. It's like pretty, the only people really doing this, it feels like, are the creeps and me. So, like,
Dude, can
I
someone
don't,
cancel us already?
I'm not being cancelable at
I'm
all.
kidding. I'm kidding.
No,
You're
tell me how
good.
I'm cancel me, Lula,
No.
right now. Yeah. Respecting
Just
women
the
on,
way that
no.
you said that was funny.
Oh, then
Okay.
I'm just like
Just
with
the
you
creeps and
and
me.
me.
Okay.
How old are you? I will
Listen.
not. If you take one thing away from this podcast, do not go up to a girl and say, "How old are you?" as your opening line.
And then just
That's
continue to stare. I also.
red flag.
Okay, but I do think you're right. I do think you're right that like in the way it's a cultural thing, it also just takes general like you have to get used to it, which I don't know how that can be done. Like it requires like a cultural reset. Do you know what I mean?
I just think more people have to be doing it.
Yeah. But I'm like, how are we can't be like, okay, guys, it's time.
Okay, well, okay, here's my thing. I was
Okay.
gonna do this with you, but I could do this with you. I don't really want to do this with you because it's like not as fun to like have someone else in check. So I'm gonna do this with a different
Okay.
friend. I'm
Great.
because you're cuffed up, but
Because you're boring.
because
Okay.
you're boring.
Okay.
But I think it's fun to like make a deal with one of your friends and be like, hey, you have to ask one person for their number. Otherwise, and you like put money on the line with each other. Like, I'll give you, otherwise, I have to give you $10 or otherwise, I have to buy dinner for us, you know?
Okay.
And it's just like encourages everyone to go up and just start talking. It could even just be talking to a stranger. It doesn't necessarily have to be like romantic or sexual, but like, it just encourages people to like go out and like do it. And like, personally, that helped me a lot. Like having just like accountability for these like things that I've been wanting to like achieve. I'm still really scared. I'm still really scared, especially when like the condition for doing it doesn't feel perfect.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm trying to focus on. So maybe like I change my bet. Maybe I can do this bet with you. It's like, I don't want to do this bet with you because I'm just gonna like all I do is lose money. It's like I don't gain any money from this.
Sorry.
But like it's like I have to go up to a girl in a place like in a situation where I feel uncomfortable. Like she's either with her she's either
Why are
with
you doing this to yourself?
I don't know. Either she's either at a restaurant or she's like you get what I'm saying though? You get what I'm trying to
I
say.
get what you're trying to say.
I'm not
Yes.
being eloquent today, but
It's
that's
okay.
okay.
I get it. I get it.
Clearly I'm anxious.
It's okay. It's funny. I hope you guys are laughing along with us. Hee
They're all like, who is this creep?
The
The
Creeps and Me is the title
creeps in me.
of
That's
new
brutal.
band name.
Okay, so basically you weren't that helpful.
Well, listen, I tried my best, okay? I think I gave some good advice. Don't do
Tell
it.
me, tell me what good advice you said other than don't go up and say how old are you
No,
to
I
girls,
think
which
the
I wasn't doing in
overarching,
the first
no,
place.
listen, I think the overarching advice is one case by case basis. I think it's so energy based. As like whatever as that sounds, vague as that sounds, I'm like, you're good at reading people's energy and you give off energy like when you want to be interrupted or when you're in a social mood. Like everyone does. You know what I mean? You can tell if someone doesn't want to be engaged with. Like, as much as the task thing is like whatever, another factor, another layer, I think like someone who's working, for example, let's go with our barista example, our imaginary barista that we're stuck on. If they're doing their job, of course they have a task at hand, but a barista who like doesn't want to be interrupted ever and a sociable barista are both still doing tasks, and you can tell.
Yes.
Okay.
But you're talking to them typically.
What do you
You're
mean?
still interacting with them. Like the thing that I'm actually struggling with, which I still don't feel like satisfied with our conclusion, is like,
Okay, sorry.
oh, okay, yeah, it's your fault.
What are you struggling
Is
with?
like, is that there are a lot like while focused on like the task part, the thing that you the thing that you didn't
A task.
mention.
Someone has a task.
When someone is, let's say someone is, I think the restaurant is a good example. When someone is engaged in a different activity and is not engaging with you at all, to go and interrupt that activity so that you can like say your part, which is I think you're pretty and I want your number or whatever that is, or like I want to take you on a date, that's daunting because I'm completely interrupting their day-to-day life. Baristas are already interacting with you. Like when people are just
Okay.
sitting in a park and they're just kind of thinking or listening to audiobook, that also feels less intrusive. I don't know.
But I think I'm also like, if you do it in a respectful way, people like being complimented. You
Yeah, I guess it's just a compliment.
know what I mean?
It is
This is
just a
like reminding
compliment.
me how I get so anxious about like asking people to be on the pod because I'm like, that's embarrassing or that's cringy. And literally, your advice to me is like, no, people love to be complimented. Like you're
Yeah.
literally complimenting them by saying that you want to talk to them more. And if you think about it, that's all you're doing. You're not being like, can you commit your life to me? Can we
Yeah.
kiss? You're being
Yeah.
like, can I talk to you?
Yeah. Okay. Wait, I like this. That's a good mind shift.
You
Like
know what I mean?
it's like when my mom's like compliments like a woman's boots and are like, "Oh my God, I love your boots."
Right.
Like,
And then
I'm sorry
sometimes
to
that
interrupt.
leads to a conversation.
Yeah, and sometimes they're like, "Who's this creep?"
And sometimes you're like, okay. And then you don't ask for their number.
Okay. Okay. And at times I might not interrupt a person's dinner if I'm just like their boots or I
Yeah. Yes.
or just like their boobs.
We're cutting that.
Really, I thought that was classic. I thought that was great comedy. Are you kidding me? Lula is like
I
actually facepalm and
have to
like
throw up.
no, I can tell the sickness is just slowly creeping back. No.
It's getting. Do you hear me sniffling?
Okay. Well, okay, wait, that actually helped.
Okay,
Not
thanks.
the most of this podcast being useless,
No,
but
this is
listen to the
good.
last 2 minutes because
It's
that helps.
helpful. We'll put this at the beginning. Okay,
Just
great.
like a 20-second pod.
Last week's 30 minutes, now we're at 20 seconds.
Also, guys, let us know if you liked the 30-minute podcast. Did that was that like
Oh,
overwhelming? Did you guys,
tea.
what were your thoughts? We'd love to hear from that. We also just like want to hear from you. Like, I don't know, like we've said that before, but like hearing like Spotify Unwrapped came out and people we were like top
Shout out.
podcast for people and that was exciting. And
Yes.
hearing that we wore from our fans were like so awesome. And we just want to hear more from you in every regard.
Ditto.
Also rate us on the podcast app. I've totally overcome my shame about asking for ratings. So give us a
Okay.
rating. Yeah. Woo! Woo!
Give us a rating, follow us, do our polls, engage with us.
All right. Well, thank you so much for listening, guys. We will see you next Sunday.
Love you.
Bye.